Wow, Lost Discs Radio. 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 Wow, Lost Discs Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, technical difficulties starting off the program tonight. Oh, that's too exciting. Why you talk about psychedelia? Hey, this is Jimmy Knight here with you tonight. And I still have no idea why that CD won't play. You know what I'm saying? That's the way these things go, man. Oh, well, we're going to take it from the beginning. I mean, we don't expect it to play all the way through again. Yeah, that's the psychedelic sounds now of The Small Faces, yeah, from their psychedelic album out of 1968. This is the self-titled track called Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. You know, that's the kind of night it's going to be, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to get a little trippy here tonight after a while, but we're going to start things off with a little bit of normalcy, right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you. And if you want to contact me tonight and get in on the normalcy, now there it goes again. See, so we're just gonna fade that out, and we're gonna pretend like it never happened, because it never really did happen, because it wouldn't play. Well, first of all, let me give out the email in case you don't know it, and I can't believe that you don't know it. And if people get on the email and they type it in, it's lost@wbcq.us. Okay, careful there, folks, because it's .us. And at any rate, we're going to start it off with fulfilling a request tonight, all right? And this is all because of a guy named Kevin, all right? Now, Kevin in Garrett, Indiana, he heard WBCQ playing a repeat of our program back in June. And it was a show from early May of 2004, where we played a very exciting record. It was a novelty record by Alien Von Sherman. Well, why is that exciting? Well, because Alien Von Sherman did a takeoff on the old "Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, Here They Are at the Camp Granada." You see what I mean? They're going into Granada again. You know that island in the Falkland? You know that island that they invaded? You know Reagan? You remember President Reagan? Okay, now see, I'm off the topic. I'm just kidding around. All right. Well, what I'm gonna do is travel back in time a little bit to fulfill this request, and we're gonna play the actual air check from April. No, I'm sorry, from May 7th of 2004, when we actually spun both things back to back. Now, folks, if you're impressed with the guitar work, if you're impressed with the backing band in this novelty record, You should know that it's made up from some guys that were in a group called the Skeletons, and more importantly, I guess, from a group called the Morels. Well, why is that exciting? Well, the Morels are a group that's going out on tour soon, and I promised that I would give them a shout out on the air tonight. They can be found on the High Tone label. K Okay? And you can find out more about them and their rock and their novelty and their original stuff and their cover versions of stuff. They do all kinds of great stuff, folks. The Morels. And they're on the High Tone label. You can find out about their tour and other stuff that they do by going to hightone.com. You know, you type it in the browser there, www.hightone.com. And that is HIGHTONE.com. All right, so I'll let myself, I'm going to turn it over to myself now. And we'll take it from here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. But we are coming back after this with some incredible, obscure oldies action. So sit tight and stay tuned, folks. It's going to be a wild ride tonight. Live, once again, I say live on August 5th of 2005. Well, now here we are tonight. It is May 7th of 2004. Dr. Doc Brown should be in any moment. The problem, of course, is that you may not be hearing us live, and in which case, you could still email, but don't think for a minute, mister, that we're going to get back to you on May 7th, because it's not May 7th where you're listening to it if you're hearing it on a repeat. You follow me? It's like time traveling. It's like being in a TARDIS. It's like time and relative dimensions in space. So, you know, be careful if it's a repeat. But anyways, people that email into the show sometimes, they send us things. And this one guy who listens to the show, apparently, off of shortwave, up in Buffalo, New York area, guy named Tom, good old Tom Tabor, sends in a thing. Okay, Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana. Well, he took that record and he kind of rewrote it as a novelty thing, which is based on the old Alan Sherman shtick of Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. That's true now. If you remember from back in the early 60s, good old Alan Sherman had this thing about kid going to camp and writing a letter trying to get home. So we're going to play a version of that now, because Tom Tabor's thing, which of course is really by Alien Von Sherman, you see, some kind of novelty guy, is Smells Like Camp Granada. And it works on two levels. It works because you know the Nirvana song. But it also works because you have to know the Alan Sherman song. We can't play the actual Alan Sherman song because it was a big, huge hit. And we're still trying to be a little bit obscure, at least here on the Lost Discs radio show. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into a version of this Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, but it's off of the Hit Records label. Now, the Hit Records label, as we know, was a budget label that would re-record the big hits of the day with session men. And they would put it out, and you could buy it for 39 cents, you know, as opposed to the 99 cents, which was the custom back in the day. And this version here is credited on the label as being by Dick Martin, although I'm sure that that's not the guy from Laugh-In. But let's check it out. We're gonna spin them back-to-back now, so get this one in your head. Based on the Alan Sherman, off the Hit Records label now. Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. Now get these lyrics in your head, folks, because you're going to need it as a frame of reference for the Tom Tabor thing coming up next on Lost Discs Radio.
Hello, Mudda. Hello, Fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reached to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh motherfucker, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten. I will not make noise. I'm at the house with other boys. Oh, please don't. don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing. Playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mother, father, kindly disregard this letter.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant replay.
Radio.
sang the best she'd ever sang. She could never sing any better, but Mr. Davidson never rang. She knew he would forget her. She'd seen him there and put herself to ransom. He had stared. He really was quite handsome. She had really
cheapness. Now that's cheapness.
Songs, you know, like just a million times. They don't add anything to my life. They're not nostalgic. You know what brings back nostalgia for me, actually, is the guys at Lost Discs.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we do. Sometimes, man, if you were ever hip to that kind of stuff back in the day, maybe we're bringing it back to your memory in the current day. I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, now be careful, because you're all sitting out there thinking, what are they doing playing that record, man? That was like a number one. Well, that was not number one, but that's a well-known record from The Who. That was not The Who. Are you kidding me? Who do you think you're dealing with? This is Jim E. Knight on the Lost Discs radio show, man, live tonight on August 5th, 2005. No, man, that was a group called The Roving Kind. You dig me, man? Don't get fooled again on that. Okay? Off the Dunwich Records label. Sure enough, The Roving Kind giving us My Generation. I'll tell you what, man, that 45 is flipped with another cover. A well-known cover, a Lennon McCartney tune called Girl. You remember that song, Girl, off the Rubber Soul album? Yeah, man, they put that out. One side's they're covering The Who, and on the other side, they're covering The Beatles. The Roving Kind out of 1966. And before that, of course, it was The Who. Now, see, that's why it got so confusing. Don't get fooled. Once again, because The Who was giving us Odorono off of the Sellout album there. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're digging this kind of action. The thing is, it's gonna get much more trippy here tonight. And I'll tell you what, before we get on with it, let's give a shout out to the people that have emailed in so far. Yes, people are emailing in so far. Guy named Larry in St. Paul, Minnesota. That guy that's in South St. Paul, Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? When you say Larry, it could mean a lot of things. But this is Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, man. He's catching a great signal on 7415 tonight. And, of course, Rabishu just chimed in. He's getting a great signal also on the same frequency out in Texas. Fantastic. And good old Kevin in Garrett, Indiana, just chiming in, says he listened to the show, he caught his request, and that's the stuff, man. He and his wife are digging it out there in Indiana. Man, it sounds like the signal is getting out into the Midwest and into the West tonight, thank goodness, because we've lost it here in Connecticut on 7415. Speaking of guys named Larry, here's a guy named Cosmic Debris. You might think that doesn't tie in, but believe me, folks, it does. He's getting a great signal on 7415. Down in Maryland, also 5105, kind of strong, but you know, it's got some interference. What are you gonna do? He's digging The Who. And I'll tell you what, let's move it on now, because it's gonna get trippy. So folks, you've got to be on something, okay? I'm telling you now. I should have told you at the top of the hour. If you have any tabs of acid, you should have dropped them like an hour ago, or at the very least, you know, about 25 minutes ago when we kicked off the show. For my part, I've got a nice, strong gin and tonic going down. I mean, I don't know what else you might do.
Grass smokers.
What? Well, yeah, there might be people. Who knows what you're going to do? You know, your drug of choice, folks, because it's going to get ugly in the next half hour.
D-lysergic acid diethylamide.
What?
That's LSD, isn't it?
No, there's not. No, come on. Is that guy talking to me? He's not talking to me. And we're going to keep it moving here. This is another request. Some guy in New Jersey who just dropped a tab of acid, I guarantee you. A guy named Tyler, and he's going to dig this tonight. We're playing this one for him. If he's getting the signal, we don't know. Kind of a Who sound-alike group in some ways, but nonetheless original. An incredible group called The Move. Yeah, out of England. In 1967. Let's dig this action tonight on Lost Discs Radio Show.
See the people all in line. What's making them look at me? Can't imagine that. Circles making their way around. I can't.
Now, you listen to me, young fella. I want you to be sure and get my daughter in here early. After all, she's only 16, and tonight's a school night.
Don't you have any feelings? Don't you know what they did to my daughter? They raped her. She's not even 18 and they fed her drugs and they raped her, the whole bunch of them!
Young Tom. don't like this, Jimmy.
我想起昨天的欢笑，我也想起今天的悲意，一切就像小小学的不知，有喜有悲，有离奇，不解又总想不够吃惊。
That's weird, Jimmy Knight.
Lost Discs Radio.
You don't realize how wrong this really is.
So hard to be a man, a man.
Okay, the incredible sounds of the Easy Beats, right? Off the United Artist Records label. Yeah, we're spinning the original 45 RPM, man. We're playing a little bit of vinyl. That's true. Most of the stuff we try, anyway, to play off of original vinyl 45s or LPs. We do occasionally resort to CDs. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're hearing it off of the original warmth of analog vinyl copy, ladies and gentlemen, monophonic sound at its glorious best. And the Easy Beats, of course, out of Australia. And we're gonna do a little more Australia action as we continue tripping out tonight. But before we do that, a quick shout out to Jim. Now, hey, you know, Jim Lundberg. I'm talking about Jim Lundberg. This is a guy who went cross country for about a month. Back in June and July, maybe 2 months he was out, I don't know, a month or two. And he was traveling cross-country in these United States, ladies and gentlemen, and he was tuning in to WBCQ on all the frequencies he could get his radio on. And especially on 7415, he says there was consistent reception, right, in all kinds of states. he was picking up this program, this very program, among others on WBCQ on 7415, picking us up in central Colorado, okay, northern Utah, as well as places like Indiana, Wyoming, North Carolina, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, okay, Iowa, ladies and gentlemen, that's exciting, and Nebraska. So that's cool. Man, if you are listening to this program in any one of those states tonight, then drop me a line in our fabulous P.O. box, if you'd like, and we'll send you a QSL card. And these QSL cards do have a fantastic picture of our college intern's chest on them. You know, Chesty, who, you know, she's not here. She's out doing stuff. You know, you can't blame her. Summertime, she's off for the summer. That's when she gets off, you know what I'm saying? And so we'll send you a QSL card for real for the Lost Discs radio show and for WBCQ. Tell us your location and your frequency that you heard the program on. And you mail your correspondence to the Lost Discs radio show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. Once again, it is P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA. All right. Well, we're going to keep it moving on down under with some more kind of psych and psychedelic Australian action. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for this, because here comes the freak out pretty soon. Yeah, man, tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. Keep digging it. Live on August 5th of 2005, man.
She said the girl was just a social climber, so and so.
Send back that shortwave radio.
Lost Discs Radio. grass. Grass smokers.
Oh, it irks it all.
Hey, Jean, this is Henry McLean, and I've finished my beautiful flying machine, and I'm ringing to say that I'm leaving, and maybe you'd like to fly with me and hide with me, baby. Isn't it strange how little we change? Isn't it sad we're insane? Playing the games that we know end in tears, the games we've been playing for thousands and thousands and thousands. Out, you will have to breathe out while the people around you breathe in, breathe in.
What you're listening to are musicians performing psychedelic music under the influence of a mind-altering chemical called LSD.
Get with it. Let's go to a freakout.
Lost Discs Radio.
Really mean thing. Come and see the real thing. Come and persons twisted and gyrated in provocative and sensual fashion.
The joy of living unhung up.
Uptight?
Damn it all.
Persons twisted and gyrated.
The Lost Discs radio show, people.
Damn it all.
The hippies is often a strange world in which they live in. They take many trips.
With the go high scene.
Damn it all.
And the trip of the hippies is generally an unusual one.
Uptight?
Sell the radio. Get rid of the subscription. Tune in to those other bands that do not broadcast in words, that broadcast in joy.
Damn it
the
all.
The form of God is the joy of his discovery.
The Lost Discs.
Uptight?
It just so happens that smoking that stuff's against the law.
Radio show.
You play anything besides a sweet potato?
Just the drums. Conga drums and trumpet. Yeah. And I go up in the mountains and yell now and then.
You do what?
Go up in the mountains and yell.
Damn it all.
Way up in the high in the mountains and yell as hard as I can. Way up in the high in the mountains and yell as hard as I can.
And persons twisted and gyrated.
The Jim A. Knight.
What's the purpose of that?
Lost Discs Radio.
Tune in to those other bands.
Doc Brown.
Sorry, Coach.
Damn it all.
I slipped on the grass.
You mean you not only play the sweet potato, you also grow them?
Right.
That's another great show with Doc Brown and the other guy in it.
Lost Discs radio show would throw. That's another fantastic one.
That's another great show with Doc Brown and the other guy in it.
Uptight?
Damn it all.
Uptight?
Damn it all.
And persons twisted and gyrated.
Damn it all.
And persons twisted and gyrated.
Damn it all.
And persons twisted and gyrated. And persons twisted and gyrated. And persons twisted and gyrated in provocative and sensual fashion.
Uptight?
Damn it all.
Yeah, man. Tonight on the show, man, you've been digging the Lost Discs radio show. Hey, over WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, USA. Well, folks, we're on a couple different frequencies there. 7415 and 5105 megahertz on your shortwave dial, you know. Well, folks, a lot of people have been in touch with us tonight over the email, and we do appreciate that kind of action. Let's see. Well, you know, good old Joe Stacks just sent in an email to the program. You remember Joe Stacks? Were you listening to the program last week, ladies and gentlemen? Joe Stacks was on the phone line with us from Pittsburgh, PA. He's an expert on this kind of psych action, you know, the stuff you're hearing tonight, the stuff you're hearing in the background. You know, not that we have to always play the 60s psych action. You know, we do have a generous collection full of doo-wop and blues and novelty records and instrumentals and surf music and rockabilly and I don't know what all. So, you know, but it's just a lot of times we end up swinging that 60s way. And every once in a while, our buddy Joe Stacks comes on the program to help us out, you know. Anyways, he emailed it, folks, tonight to our email address, which is lost@wbcq.us. Yeah, but other people, we're hoping, will mail something to our regular post office box, you know, that's... That's what we call the analog mail. And you can be in touch with us by dropping something in the regular mail there to the Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the USA. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, well, we will get back at you with some kind of correspondence, you know, including maybe one of our fantastic QSL cards, folks, for the Lost Discs Radio Show, for WBCQ. get them while you can. You know, we only have a few limited edition left with Chesty's chest on them. And we'll send that one out to you. We'll send it your way, to be sure. And you got to be in touch with us, either on the email or in the P.O. box. But for now, we're going to have to say goodnight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim E. Knight, been sitting in solo with you on August 5th of 2005. And I'll tell you what, man, I'll be taking about 2 weeks off here on Friday Nights Live. But come the end of August, come Labor Day weekend, and you folks watch out, man. You're in for some more obscure action exclusively on shortwave radio from WBCQ and the Lost Discs Radio Show.